The first reading is from Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make a path for his steps. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from Romans 10, 5 through 15. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, but what does it, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if we confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put forth to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and generous to all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the gospel reading.
Our gospel reading this morning picks up right where we left off from last week. So we heard the feeding of the thousands as Jesus and the disciples cared for and healed the sick, and then they spent all day doing that, and evening came and everyone was hungry, and they spent the evening feeding and caring for people in that way. And so after having done that, after having fed all those thousands of people from the small offering of bread and fish, this is what happens next. The Gospel according to Matthew from the 14th chapter. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught Peter, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So I'm going to look at our gospel reading this morning in three parts, and I'm going to look at what each of those three parts has to say to us. In the first part of the story, the disciples find themselves separated from Jesus. Jesus goes off to pray. He finally gets a moment alone, and he sends the disciples on ahead of him. So now, the disciples are far from land, far from Jesus, and the winds pick up. They find themselves battered by the waves, and the wind is against them. Now imagine, the disciples are already tired and worn down from all the work of the day, helping to care for the crowds, helping to feed those thousands of people. And now they've spent the whole night on stormy waters, white-knuckling their oars and struggling against the elements. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt battered by the waves, terrified that the whole boat might go down, exhausted and struggling to hold things together while still getting hit from every angle? There is so much in our life that can do that to us. There are so many struggles and losses and heartaches that can just throw us into a tempest, that can turn the everyday rowing of a boat into a struggle for survival. So hear the good news in this story. When the disciples are out there scared and struggling and feeling completely separated from Jesus, when everything seems to be going wrong and they're terrified that they can't make it through, Jesus makes his way through the crashing waves. And Jesus comes to them where they are. Jesus walks right out to them through the gales and the choppy water, because all of that, as scary as it is, all of that turmoil that's threatening them, none of that is too much for Jesus. It doesn't keep him away. He walks right through all of it to get to them. And when they cry out in fear, Jesus speaks words of comfort, saying, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because I am right here with you." This is the good news, that Jesus comes to find us in the storm. Jesus comes out right to wherever we are, no matter how bad things get, no matter how alone we might feel. Jesus walks right through all of it, all through the turmoil and the pain, and reaches out to us, saying, "Do not be afraid. I'm right here with you." No matter how bad things get, no matter how bad the storm, the good news is that we are never alone. In the second part of the story, Peter asks Jesus to call him out onto the water. He sees Jesus walking on the water, and he wants to go out there with him, which, in my opinion, is pretty amazing for Peter to even ask that. I mean, after everything the disciples have been through, and the winds haven't even calmed down yet, it seems extremely brave to me that Peter would be willing to step out of the boat and just trust that Jesus would keep him from sinking. People always focus on what happens after that, right? When he does lose faith and starts to sink, when he gets scared. But I really admire Peter's willingness to even take those first steps, to throw his leg over the side of the boat and get out onto the water, to walk out with Jesus. Despite everything that's happened, Peter is not paralyzed by his fear, but despite his fear, he's still willing to follow, to take a risk. And then Jesus makes the impossible possible. Peter is able to walk on the water. Now, this is not a story about ditching our life jackets and jumping out of boats. This is a story that tells us that we too can be brave, that we too can step out on faith to walk with Jesus. Like Peter, we can take risks in our following, even when it seems impossible. We can be brave and step out of the boat. We can start new ministries. We can take risks in helping others. We can speak out and stand up and share our resources. We can try new ways of doing things and take risks in our discipleship, even when it seems impossible, because Jesus makes it possible. We are called to take those steps, but it is God that makes the walk of discipleship possible. Now, of course, in the third part of the story, fear does get the best of Peter, and he starts to sink. But once again, the good news in the story is not about what Peter does, but about how Jesus responds. When Peter is overcome by fear and begins to sink, Jesus immediately reaches out and catches him. When Peter starts to sink, Jesus catches him and pulls Peter to safety, and then gets in the boat with him. Peter is no longer alone. Jesus comes to him in the midst of his struggle, in the midst of his fear, and says, "I'm right here," and sits with him in the boat. And Jesus also reunites Peter with the others. He puts Peter back into his rightful place in the community, not isolated, not alone. And then sitting there in the middle of the sea, all of them together, that is when the winds cease. So hear this amazingly good news, because we can't still the storms in our lives. When the waves are crashing around us, sometimes it's all we can do to survive through the night. And in our walk of discipleship, sometimes we get scared and we feel ourselves sinking into worry, hopelessness, or even into old habits of selfishness. But when that happens, we don't have to keep sinking. We can grab hold of a hand that is reached out to us, and we can be that hand for one another. We can grab hold of the hand that is reached out to pull us back into the boat, back into community, to be comforted, strengthened, cared for, and uplifted. Because we are never alone. Not only is Jesus right here with us, no matter the storm, we also have each other. We have this community of faith to help and support us. And so together we can be brave. Together we can step out in faith to follow Jesus, to be disciples, to build up God's kingdom in the world. Together we can be brave, knowing that God will make it possible, even when it feels impossible. And when things are at their worst, when we feel ourselves sinking, Jesus is there to reach out and catch us, to pull us back into the boat, back into relationship with Him, back into community. You are not alone. we are in this boat together. And however stormy things get, God has given us each other, and Jesus is right here beside us with the power to keep us from sinking, with the power to see us through the storm. Thanks be to God. Amen.